This isn't a room of 18. This isn't a room of 15. This is a room of 33 elected state senators who have been called on.
Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer needed 4 of those 15 in the minority to vote with Republicans to override the governor's veto.
Carpenter, Qualo.
In the end, Republicans came in 1 vote short. Milwaukee Senators Carpenter and George voted to override the governor. The 3rd vote came from Democratic Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay.
I'm just saying this is a huge issue. Property taxes are a huge issue in my district.
Because the majority didn't have the 4 Democrats needed, Hansen could safely vote with Republicans and still not endanger the governor's veto. And despite his vote, Hansen says he favors a new Democratic property tax relief package. It includes a $400 million expansion of the property tax rent credit and homestead tax credit. Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach calls the relief comparable to that in the Republican plan.
The biggest difference between what we're proposing and what the freeze does is we leave kids in classrooms alone, we leave local services alone, and we leave local governments alone.
Newly stung by their inability to override the veto of their levy limits, Republican senators gave the thumbs down to the Democrats' plan. Senator Ted Kanivas.
From my perspective, I don't understand how you can spend your way to tax relief. And this idea that the taxpayer is going to take from one pocket and put it in another is ridiculous to me.
The Democrats' property relief plan spends $400 million. They say half of that would come from further spending cuts, half from the Patient's Compensation Fund. But Republicans already rejected dipping into that money. Majority Leader Panzer.
In my time here, I think everybody behind me has talked about the property tax rent credit and looked at how we fund it. So it isn't that there isn't support for that or the homestead tax credit. It's simply, where's the money?
Republicans vowed their freeze mission would not stop with an unsuccessful veto override in the Senate.
Assembly Bill 466, relating to school district revenue limits.
And so, in the Assembly, late into the night, the same Republican freeze package went to the floor in bill form, authored by newly elected Mark Honnadel, who won his seat on the property tax freeze platform. Speaker of the Assembly, John Gard, says this issue will shape future political prospects.
Anybody who has an ounce of political instincts in their body knows that what happened in Oak Creek and South Milwaukee can be and will be duplicated around this state.
The Assembly freeze bill does exempt funds needed for debt service and excludes TIF districts from the levy limits. Those changes were made after criticism that the original proposal would hurt economic growth. But Assembly Democrats continued to rip the plan as gotcha politics. Representative Tom Hebel saying the Assembly bill was introduced only to get a roll call on the so-called freeze.
Introduce the bill in the afternoon, shove it down our throats at night. Great politics. Great process. Where's the public hearing?
While Governor Doyle called the Senate vote a victory for Wisconsin's schools, jobs, and future, Doyle spokesman Steve Bella called Assembly action more of the same.
It's disappointing that the Speaker of the House has chosen to continue the political gamesmanship that doesn't do anything to bring people together and focus on real solutions on how to bring about property tax relief.
It is expected the governor will again veto this Republican levy limit bill. And so until the two sides start talking, Democrats and Republicans continue to work on separate tracks toward the same stated goal of property tax relief. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.